Good afternoon, brothers and sisters of Local 514. My name is Terry Buck. I'm the recording secretary. I'd like to talk about Article 29 benefits of the current TA. First up, I'm going to talk about insurance plans. We do have the basic life up to $70,000 and also the employee paid voluntary life coverage, which we have had in the last past several years. So nothing's changed under the life insurance. Under the medical plans, we still have the higher cost plan, the standard plan, and the core plan. Your higher cost plan is your high premiums and low deductibles. Your standard is the middle of the road premiums and middle of the road deductibles. And your core plan is your low premiums and high deductibles. I just do want to mention a couple of things under this section. The company reserves the right to amend or terminate the high cost coverage option at its sole discretion. Also, I want to talk about the cost of the plans. The aggregate employee contribution for the standard and the core options in the medical plan would be 21% of the total projected cost of each forecasted year of health care expenses for two medical plan options, which include medical subscription and administrative expenses, are calculated by the country. Company's employee contribution for the standard and core options will increase with medical inflation, with the employee contribution set as explained above. The high cost coverage option inflation and employee contributions will be calculated separately from the standard and the core plan. This 21% is the same share that we've been paying for the last several years. Now down to the chart that's posted in the article. The deductibles and out-of-pocket maxes are the same. The only thing I want to note in this chart is that under the core plan, when it comes to monthly contributions, these are higher than the our current employees are paying right now. What they have done is give our employees a discount rate in order to lure more people into the core plan. So you will not lose that discount rate. You will continue with that discount rate throughout the year. I want to talk about dental coverage now. The dental coverage, there's a chart in there, and the chart says design features for 2020. However, that plus plan, we can elect it in October 2020, but it'll be offered to us in 2021. A vision doesn't change, that's the same. Disability coverage, long and short-term options described in party's long-term disability and short-term plan and letters of agreement. Sick leave conversion to a health care, health retirement account. This is a very good improvement as far as I'm concerned. And if I'll read it here, for each such eligible retiree, the company will credit to an HRA account the value of the employee's retirement accumulated unused 6 hours at the time of retirement multiplied by 50% of the hour rate of the retiree at the time of retirement. The HRA account credits will be used for qualified retiree medicals for any qualified retiree medical plan. The HRA account credits may only be used to reimburse the retiree for unreimbursed substantiated qualified medical expenses for retiree and or eligible dependents up to the retiree's HRA account credited balance. I just want to make a note there. If you read above the statement, it says you must give the company at least a 4 month advance notice of the employee's intent to retire. Of course, there's a toolbox insurance allowance for $5,000 for rollaway, $2,000 for toolbox tote tray, and $1,000 for tote tray contents. Also, there's bomb scare insurance, death up to $500,000, total permanent disability $500,000, loss of two members $500,000, and loss of one member $250,000. And member is herein is defined as an arm, leg, and eye. Travel on work assignment. Employees required to travel at the discretion of the company to the base or location other than the assigned base in the performance of the work shall be covered by $100,000 of the life insurance for accidental death from any cause. Such coverage shall commence from the time he leaves his assignment base and shall continue in force until he returns to his assigned base at the completion of such travel. And then test flight insurance. Employees who required to participate in a test flight shall be covered by the standard aviation accident insurance policy with the death benefit of not less than $150,000 paid by the company. If you have any questions, please email us. Thank you very much.